You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 55 in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. The NHL is officially coming to Utah, and fans are already snapping up the season tickets. Team owner Ryan Smith posted on social media they've already sold 6,000 season ticket deposits in the first 2 hours after the announcement.
Lots of people know immediately when I say NHL, they're going to buy tickets.
We just like watching.
I'm excited, ready to follow it.
Yeah, I would probably buy tickets, yeah, definitely, just to go out and support.
The Downtown Alliance says in a statement that they're grateful for Ryan and Ashley Smith's investment. They also say the team will bring new audiences downtown, and that's something the Utah legislature was excited about back in March when Smith first introduced this to lawmakers. Governor Spencer Cox reacted on social media in all caps, saying, "Let's do this." Reporting live downtown. Reporting downtown, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
This is a tale of two cities. It was an emotional game in Phoenix last night. Coyotes fans watched their team play their final game in Arizona. Listen to the celebration after the win over the Oilers.
For an emotionally charged sellout crowd here at Mullet Arena. The 2023-24 season has ended, and the Coyotes, 28-year, 27-season run in Arizona, has come to an end as well.
Before they skated off the ice, the team saluted the fans who've stuck by them for 28 years. The former Coyotes owner insists the NHL is going to return to Arizona. Alex Marullo exclusively told our sister station Arizona Sports that he never intended to sell but changed his mind after speaking with the league.
And they said to me, "Can you look your players in the eyes and tell them when they can expect to have a new arena built?" And I looked at them and stared and said, "No."
Marullo says he understands the fans' frustration. He insists he'll do everything he can to win an auction for state land, build an arena, state-of-the-art, and then christen a reborn Arizona Coyotes franchise. KSL News Time, 6:32. The stage is set for opening statements at former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the case is moving quickly with the judge today seating 12 jurors plus one alternate. That puts the trial on track for opening statements as soon as Monday. Once again, before leaving the courthouse today, Mr. Trump railed against the judge and prosecutors.
"They have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame."
The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. Meantime, on the campaign trail, President Biden received an endorsement from a famed family in Democratic politics.
"I don't want to become emotional, but what an incredible honor to have the support of the Kennedy family."
More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family, including siblings of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were on hand at a Biden event in Philadelphia. U.S. and Israeli officials are meeting virtually today concerning a possible Israeli operation in Rafah. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says the U.S. isn't in the loop about the timing of the operation.
"Our discussions continue to be ongoing with the Israelis in terms of what their thoughts are as it relates to Rafah, and it affords us an opportunity to highlight our concerns."
Meantime, the U.S. has blocked a resolution backing U.N. membership for Palestine. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleo. KSL News Radio.
Did you have to evacuate your building for a fake earthquake today? Nearly a million people participated in today's Great Utah Shakeout. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on what Utah schools are doing to keep kids safe when disaster strikes.
Evergreen Junior High Principal Ryan Shaw says kids of junior high age are pretty familiar with what to do, but it's important to make sure they keep practicing.
"It's just the practice, the repetition, getting that information to them early."
He tells Dave and Dijanovic if an earthquake did hit, they're trained to drop, cover, and hold just like this morning, then evacuate once they're in the clear. Shaw says teachers have designated areas they take their kids to and have a system where they can update one another about each student. Lastly,
"We would check the building out. The district could come out possibly, making sure that we're all safe to go back."
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The earthquakes we're prepping for happen much more often than we may realize. U of U seismologist Catherine Whitten told Dave and Dujanovic, "We get a 3.0 about once a month.
A magnitude 3 might feel like
a lot of people think a truck drove by or like something hit the side of the house or the kids were being rowdy or something. And then later they realize, oh, that was actually an earthquake.
Whitten says the Wasatch Front is particularly active and historically has a 7.0 every 1,300 years, which means that we're due. KSL News Time 6:35. Okay, first look traffic. Ricky Mies, things should be dying down. Can you give us a good report?
You just jinxed it, Jeff.
What is this? This always happens.
I know. Well, we do have a new accident, and right now it's blocking traffic. It's eastbound I-215 South Belt. It's just after Redwood Road and prior to the I-15 junction, and it's blocking traffic and causing delays. But, Jeff, you're right. We are starting to see a lot of improvement. We're just not completely clear yet. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm going to shut my mouth right now.